Well, pretty exciting to speak with Chad Echols, of course, our son of the mayor. And good morning, Chad. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Definitely involved in Come See Me. When I spoke with you over the weekend, you have to tell Chuck, because I haven't told him yet, if the fountain wasn't going to be working, and if that was the case, what was your dad going to do?
Dad was willing to stand in the middle of the fountain holding a hose with water going up in the air.
I
tell you what I thought was fascinating. They had the new event, Hops at the Park, down there, and they had a band playing. The band was good, and they, if you know the fountain park, you know, you get the band on one end and the fountain on the other, and every couple and group of kids and everybody were facing the band except for my parents, who were sitting facing the fountain. So dad was glad that the fountain was back
on.
I just want to see
water flowing.
Exactly. It's added a lot. So I think everybody's glad the fountain's back on.
In case they don't have your dad's personal cell number to call and report things in the city that aren't working, would you give that out?
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay. He'd be thrilled to give that out.
All right.
It was really nice to see him and you and your family over the weekend for Come See Me. You guys got a big role to play here in the whole event.
Absolutely. I signed on to be chair in 2019, so I'm serving as vice chair this year with Chet Tucker. He'll be the festival chair next year, and obviously we're doing what we can to support Amelia, who's this year's festival chair, and work well with the team leaders and the board and all that goes into making Come See Me a great festival for Rock Hill.
Does the weather really upset you? Do you feel like get a little stressed over, like, oh no, what are we going to do? But you guys maybe have the great plan in place.
Well, I think there's a lot of planning that goes into it, and the leadership at Come See Me is built around making sure we have people who are good about being in the weeds and people who are good at seeing things from a forest view. And so we all kind of work together to make sure there's a balance there. Obviously, you can't control the weather. So at the end of the day, you just have to roll with it. I think it was said earlier this morning, and it's online. We've got good weather updates at comeseeme.org. There's a large pink button that says weather information or weather advisory, which tells you exactly what's going on. We have had to cancel today's events. The real frogs are happy, but Glenn and Glenda are not. There's a lot of rain out there. And so today's lunch and evening activities at Glen Cairn Gardens have been canceled because it's a high volume of rain. Going forward, though, if there are some intermittent rain that may exclude us from having it at Glen Cairn Gardens where it's historically located, we do have the option to move it back to the Veterans Wall in Glen Cairn Gardens because
there's no
more concrete.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to host something, so people should be on the lookout that while the event may very well need to change locations, we believe it'll be great there too. But hopefully it'll clear up. Looks like the middle and end of the week looks pretty good. So
we've really had some great weather so far. I mean, just one day of rain and this too,
Absolutely. I mean, 10-day festival, you have to kind of be willing to understand that it's a little bit like playing roulette. You just need, you just want the rain to fall at the right times. But, we're glad to have it. We're glad to have the rain. We just hope it doesn't interrupt too many events.
Now, you have two kids. They're right at Come See Me age, aren't they?
They are, yeah. I mean, this is one of the great things about the festival. I can recall growing up here as a child, having wonderful memories of everything, about Come See Me, even specifically the old doodah parades and when the neighborhoods would put events in the parade. So it's even though it's evolved over the years, I know my son is 9 and my daughter's 7, and I believe Come See Me is a big part of their memories and history in Rock Hill, and is for me and lots of other people.
So she's just outside the teddy bear tea party age.
She is, yeah. She just turned 7. One of the things we talk about today is the teddy bear tea party. It's a great event. It's actually generally run in large part by Winthrop University. Okay. Winthrop's one of the sponsors, along with Michelle Boyan, who's a dentist in town. This is a good event. It's at the DiGiorgio Center outside at what I think they call the Campus Green area. And it's for children who are 3 to 6 years of age, and they can bring a teddy bear. It has an interesting entry fee, which is to bring a new or used toy that's then turned around and provided to some children who may not have those toys. And then the president hosts a tea party, and they decorate it up real good with rocking chairs and azaleas and ferns and things like that. So it's a nice event. You can get more detail on it on the web. It's an interesting event because it has a registration process, so people want to look into that. But it should be well attended. It's tomorrow from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. And we're certainly appreciative. What I would mention is, the sponsors are so important to Come See Me at every level. And obviously the partnership and sponsorship that we have with Winthrop University and specifically with the city are probably the two largest, local entities that have their own, like Winthrop hosting the road race,
sure,
the city's participation with venues and things. It is a wonderful example of how well Rock Hill works together.
Maybe it's part of the reason why so many Winthrop graduates stick around.
I think it is. I mean, I think as Rock Hill continues to do a lot of things it's doing, this isn't Come See Me specific, but certainly redevelopment of downtown and University Park and all of that, I think we'll even do a better job of holding Winthrop graduates as they become, you know, integral parts of the city environment.
It's changed since I graduated. My folks would say, why leave? Yeah, let me tell you why. Let me give you a reason why,
where
okay?
Where you came from?
Long ago.
Yeah, sure.
Well, there, a lot of people do stick around here.
I think so. And I love these events. And it's coming up, much more things coming up for the week. I guess we just have six more days.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. I mean, we put a lot of time and effort. We work for months and months and months, and then the 10 days, in some ways they seem like they are really long days, but other ways they go by very fast. So, you know, we've got end-of-the-week stuff. People can look out for things like Everything Trucks, which will be out at First Baptist on Saturday.
I think that's Chuck's favorite.
That's a good one. You know, I can't imagine a better event for, like, the just traditional little boy who just is in the sandbox, the crane, because it's seeing those things in person, you realize how big the cranes and the trucks and all that are. And so that's from 9 to 12 and sponsored by York County Natural Gas. So that's another great opportunity to get out and see that event. So there's a lot going on. I would push people to definitely check out comeseeme.org as well as the other social media outlets like Instagram and Facebook, because there's certainly, it's a great time to be in Rock Hill.
Well, thanks for your participation. Your wife, it was great to meet her yesterday. I just love your family. So thanks so much for everything.
Yeah, well, glad to be here.
And your kids just run wild through the festival. Is that right? We heard that they were just everywhere, and people were saying, where are your mom and dad? Where were you?
My children run wild through everything. We're the opposite of the helicopter parents. We're wondering where our children are, you know.
Meet back here at 6 or just before dark, whichever comes first.
Well, okay, Mama, I'll tell you what. I grew up in the neighborhood right over by the Y. And growing up, it was nice because the bells at Woodland would go off, and Mom said if there were 6 bells, you had to come home. And we didn't even know where we were.
That's
we just
right.
hear the bells
That's
and come
right.
home.
So.
That's
it.
The way to
I
do
love it.
It.
Well, great stuff.
Well, thanks so much, Chad Eccles. It's great for your participation. It's nice to see you.
Yeah, we're great. Great to be here and great to have Come See Me.
You Excellent. Bet. All right, good luck to you, Chad Eccles. It's about 13 before the hour. It's 100.1 FM, WRHI.
Stay tuned for more Come See Me Festival coverage presented in part by First Choice Plumbing and Infinite Wellness on the Voice of the Come See Me Festival, 100.1 FM, WRHI.